Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Sunday, 5th of Adar, 26th of February, Moshe and the month of Adar, Rabbi Eli Halberstadt Schlitter. This week's Torah is sponsored L'Kvod Simchas Mitzvah of Yoni Stimler, whose Bar Mitzvah was yesterday. He wrote Sheishku Harov Uskeino V'Rav Nachas Simena Mikol Yotzei Chalotzehem.
Okay, good morning everybody, always a pleasure to be here, and we're ready now, focusing on obviously Purim, right? Chodesh Adar is a din of Mishenichas Adamam B'Simcha, it's already din in Chodesh Adar, it's not even just Purim, it's Chodesh Adar. So Chodesh Adar, we're already feeling the idea of, it's not just we're waiting for Purim, it already is Purim, the Chodesh is HaChodesh Shenepach, that was turned around. And we all know there's a famous Gemara that is brought down. And I wanted to speak about Moshe Rabbeinu. The Yotzeit is tomorrow, is that right?
Tuesday.
Zion, when is Zion?
Tuesday.
Today's Hay.
Okay, there you go. Maths was never my strongest. But here we go. But the Yotzeit's coming up this week of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu, we know that Haman himself was delighted when he threw the lots. And Hippel Poru Agoro, and he was so excited because it came out, the Goro came out that it was going to be in Adar, and that was the month where Moshe Rabbeinu died. He knew Moshe Rabbeinu died, and says the Gemara, but he didn't know that Ba'osai, in the same month, same day that he died, was also the month that he was born. Right? And Rashi uses the Lashon, I don't have the Gemara in front of me, but something like Kedai HaLeida L'chape Al HaMiso. In other words, he was also born. You thought it was bad, but really it was good because he was also born. Now, a number of questions that are obvious from this Gemara. The first question is, if Haman was already holding by Yotzeit, like he really understood, he knew that this was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died, so Mistoma, he also knew that he was born in that month. What does it mean? He didn't know. Is it simply just he didn't know? I mean, okay. Poshup Shat, he didn't know. You know, he knew he died in that day. He didn't know he was born that day. Although, in the Torah, we're aware that he says that, right, I'm 120 today. It's like a shtickle giveaway that everybody knows. So I'm 120 today. In other words, Hayoim, we know he was born and he died on the same date. So, okay, maybe Yitaka didn't know, and the Poshup Shais didn't know, but what, if he's already holding in such a darga of the Yotzeit, what does it mean he didn't know the day of, that this was also his birth? And also the Mashmas of the Gemara is that there was some Indian here he didn't understand. That, he didn't realize, and Rashi says this cryptic, difficult expression, that Kedai HaLeida L'Chapa L'Miso, that the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu is going to counteract, you know, the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. How? Like, what does that mean? How does the birth counteract the death? What's the Havamina and what's the Maskona of the Gemara? And it's relevant for us, there is an Avodah on the Yotzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. Is it a Hasidish happy day? Meaning, Bal Hasidim, a Yotzeit is...
Nothing
Hagus. Oh, when do you say Tachnun? Don't say Tachnun. In Hagus? No tachnun, right? No tachnun on. Right, but most other places will definitely say many fast. It's a minhag klal yisrael in Yerushalayim to fast on Zayin Adar, right? Most people don't realize it. It's a minhag, which is actually halacha. You're supposed to fast on a yotzeit of a father, a mother. There's a din of fasting there.
Chevra Kedisha members
fast. Yeah. Chevra Kedisha, Zayin Adar has become a big Chevra Kedisha day. And that's what it was for many years. And it became over the years that it was difficult for people to fast, and it turned into people used to make a seum, right? And make a seum, and that would be a way of being able to sort of alleviate the fast instead. And then it became sort of just the L'chaim part. Not quite sure exactly how that happened. Not into the history of the matter, but okay. Giving brachos, whatever it might be, and but the etzem, a day of a patira of somebody, is a fast day. The only one that sort of doesn't fit with the is Shumbay Chai, right? That's also Yotzeit, and the Olam is dancing away, and nobody says Tachanun on that day. Okay, that's because like Boimah's not really to do Shumbay Chai. Okay, fine, yeah. But still, okay. So what is the Inyan here? The Yotzeit Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a fast day, it's a sad day. Haman was right. Oh, no, Kedai Leidim Chapalamis, it's also his birthday. We don't celebrate birthdays in Torah. Kiyodur, everybody knows, there's no birthday in Torah except for Paroi, and that wasn't exactly, it's not exactly what we take our benchmark from, Paroi's birthday. So, a Yotzai, and it happens to be a birth, seems like Yotzai would normally win. Seems like Haman was right. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? Kedai Leidim Chapalamis, why is it that the birth somehow overrides the death? So if Moshe Shapiro said something, and like many things that Rav Moshe said, some things I can tell you this is exactly what he said. Other things I can tell you this is my understanding of what he said. And then there's a third level, which is, I think this is what he said. It's probably more my understanding of what I thought he probably said, but he maybe didn't say it. Which means it was... So, this normally I would normally say this is what he said. This time, it's more the third level of... I think this is possibly what he said. Either way, it's any faults are mine and any inaccuracies are mine. If anything is an element of truth in it, that's his. So what Rav Moshe possibly said after that introduction was the following. That when it says a kedai haleidah, the chapal amisa, it doesn't mean the birth. Well, of course it means simply that was the day of his birth. Yes, it's true. It was the day of his birth. But why? Why was it important that to know that Moshe Rabbeinu died on the day that he was, same date that he was born? What is it teaching us? We know tzaddikim. Tzaddikim have this. Tzaddikim, right, the Gemara brings down, they die on the day they're born, or close to. It's a very big inyan if a person is niftar, similar date to when he was born. Why? What is the inyan? What does it show? So if Moshe explained that what it's telling you is not just shleimus. That's poshup shah. Shleimus. It's come full circle. Mamash, everything, sholem. Okay. But it's more than that. It's showing you a misa means that there's a lacking in the world. We now miss. We don't have Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't have Moshe Rabbeinu. But everybody understands that death is not the end of the road. Death is now the beginning of the next stage. When a person dies on the day that he's born, what it's actually showing you is he was just born to the new level. That's the oimek here. He was born on this day, on Zayin Adar. He lived his whole life, 120 years. He dies on the same day he was born. What's it telling me? It's telling you that he was just born to the next darga in Olam HaEmes. That when Moshe really passes from the world, it's not a chisorin for him, that's for sure. It's not a chisorin for him. He's not lacking. He's just gone up a level to a whole higher level that is now a new birth for a new stage. Now, of course, that is true for all of us. In Mitzvah Hashem, it will be a birth to a higher stage. But for Tzaddikim, already straight in there, as it were, there's no need for all the other, you know, there's no Gehenna, there's no purification process that's needed because of their purity. And Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, on the highest level, he immediately goes to that higher level. And therefore, it's a birth of a higher level. The way it's expressed, I once saw this idea. I've forgotten who said this, but I saw this brought down. And it says, Moshe Rabbeinu dies. Where does he die? Where is he buried? In Har Nevo'i. In Har Nevo'i, that's the name of the place. Now we know that there are 49 levels, and ultimately there's a 50th level. And in fact, Moshe Rabbeinu understood all 49 levels. The 50th level, once a person is still in a body, you can't know the 50th level. Just the virtue of being in a body, you can't get to that highest level. However, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gets to Har Nevo'i, now it's Nun Boy. Nevo'i is called Nun, the level of the 50th. This highest level that a human being, Kol Zman, he's physical, will not be able to achieve. However, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gets there to Har Nevo'i, Nun Boy, now he's able to go up to that level where he achieves the understanding of the 50th level. Kach is the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is really, this is moving. The Gemara even says in one place that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't die. Right? This is not what people often think about. You know, oh, he didn't die. Where is he? Which island is he on? No, it means, and the Gemara says, Ma, just like he was Oymedu Mashoris. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemaim Va'aretz. Up to Shemaim for 40 days, 40 nights. How do you survive without food or and drink? 40 days. Because he was in a Olam Aruchni, right? So he didn't die. He literally just transitioned into this higher place. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. And that was his death. It wasn't even called a death. It said, it says, Vayomas Shom Moshe. Shom, right? In other words, what seems to be Vayomas Shom Moshe. There, you won't see him anymore in the world. There he disappeared. He took his exit from Olam Hazeh, the physical world. But Misa, no, it wasn't called a Misa. It wasn't a Misa. It says Vayom HaShom. Vayom HaShom is there he died. You won't see him anymore. In terms of what we call Misa, he disappeared. In other words, he now separated from his body and he went up. His neshama went up. Abba, he was never a body anyway. In other words, he was so refined. Put it better. Of course he was a body. His body was so refined. His body was like a neshama. So he just took off his coat, this chelik, and put it over there, and that's not called a misa. It's not that there wasn't any time of misa. It was misa's nashika, if you want to call it, as Chazal say. It was something that was completely nothing to do with what we would understand as misa, and therefore that's what Chazal mean. On the one hand, the pasuk says vayom hashama isha, because that was what we call a separation of guf and neshama, but it wasn't a misa in any sense of the word, and therefore that's what it means that he never died. It means he just left. This dimension is not associated with what you would call miso. So what do you see? That his death, Be'etzim was a birth. It's a birth. And that sort of Moshe, I think, is what it means by Kedai ha-leida l'chapa ala miso. What Homan didn't realize is, of course he knew the way this was explained. He knew that this was the month that he passed away. And possibly also he knew that this was also his birthday. But he didn't understand the oimek of what does that mean. He's like, it's his birthday. So what? Who cares? Everybody's born, but he died. So it's obviously a bad day for the Jewish people. No, because what he showed us is that you can transform the day of death to a day of actual rebirth, which is what it was. He was then born into the next darga. Kedai aleidu l'chapa l'miso is that there's a darga here of celebration, if you want to call it, that he was able to transcend and move into a higher existence that... that was something that was very, very powerful. So on the one hand, that's one nekuda that Haman didn't realize, and it actually stands in good stead for Klal Yisrael. Because it's a day of leidah of Moshe Rabbeinu moving into a higher existence without even experiencing a miso. But I want to add an extra layer here. This is my pshat. I'm adding it in. And I just think this might also give us a bit of a time as to, is it a sad day or is it not? Because at the same time, as we've just mentioned, it's still the Yahrzeit, people are still fasting. We're not fasting for Moshe Rabbeinu, believe me. He doesn't need any fasts, he's fine. He's flying high in Gan Eden at the highest level. He doesn't need us to fast for him, right? So what is it? So why are we doing that? Why has it become a day like that? Of all days, it should be a day from Shimbai Achai. Whatever, Lag B'Omer aside, but got a day of celebration, surely Moshe Rabbeinu should have a day of celebration. Why then is this idea of fasting? So there's one Nekuda which is very interesting that comes out from Adar, and it links in Moshe with Adar, and why Moshe's Misa in Adar was very significant, and why Haman was always almost right, almost, but we flipped it around. And that is, of course, we mourned for Moshe Rabbeinu when he left this world. We cried. Why didn't we celebrate? Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu's dancing in Shemayim. Yeah, he's dancing in Shemayim, but we've lost the Rebbe, the ultimate Rebbe, the one who taught us all of Torah. We've lost it, and we never ever had anybody, or will ever have anybody, on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was something to cry about. We lost that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, what happened after the days of Moshe? So the Gemara in Temura tells us that Bimei Evroi Shel Moshe, Osniel ben Kenaz stepped up and was able to bring back thousands of halachas that were forgotten. Klal Yisrael forgot halachas. Like, we just didn't know what to do. Thousands, it says. Thousands of halachas. Osniel ben Kenaz brought it back, Berpilpuloi, with his pilpul. Now, example over the ages has been associated with like with Lomdisha Chakirus without any without going anywhere. That's but what it really means in terms of Chazal is mamash to use the tools of Torah Shabbat Peh to work out what Moshe Rabbeinu, or Kodesh Baruch Hu, let's say, Moshe Rabbeinu would have taught us from Hashem. When Moshe was around, we asked the Shaila, what do we do? He gave us the direct answer, this is the Dvar Hashem. When Moshe Rabbeinu is not around, so what do you do? So, what do you do? Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us, through Moshe Rabbeinu, the tools of Torah Shabbat Peh. The rules of Torah Shabbat Peh are many rules. We've got Gezer Shavas and Hekesh and how to learn drashas. And you give him a midas, not just you give him a midas shatrin and drashas b'hem. There's 98 midas shatrin and drashas b'hem. There's many, many ways of learning. Now, we haven't done a proper drasha as in what the Gemara does since the days of Tanoim, right? Tanoim did, that's what they did. They looked at the psukim, they argued how the Hekesh, the Gezer Shavas, the Vavs, the this, the that. And that's what Gemara is. We're familiar with that. And what they're doing is they are working out from the psukim the halacha, how would it apply based on Masorah, based on the principles of the Torah, all the different things that come into play. They're applying the Torah. Now that's called pilpuloi. In the days of Moshe, they forgot about the Torah. Osnil Bakanaz brought it back, but pilpuloi. That means he knew the klolim of Torah Shabbat. He said, okay, guys, we've forgotten these halachas. We don't know, but remember, Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the tools. What do we do if you don't know? Oh, you've got this tool and that tool, and that's how you work it out. That's called pilpuloi. You work it out. Now, of course, you need somebody to be honest and straight to what Torah is, but you work it out, and that's what we've been doing ever since. And he was able to bring it back. So very interesting. When he brought it back with, he didn't just say, oh, I remembered. He didn't. He also forgot. He showed us that there's a different track. There's the Moshe Rabbeinu track, where everything's clear and the Dvar Hashem comes straight down. And then there's the track B, which is, we don't remember. Nobody remembered. But don't worry. Using this klal, that klal, the other klal, we work it out, and there's track B. Meaning to say that when Moshe Rabbeinu died, it was now over to Klal Yisrael. Over to you, Chachmei Hador, to be able to work it out. That's what we've been doing ever since. So in some way, there was a tremendous aliyah for Klal Yisrael when Moshe Rabbeinu left this world. On the one hand, it was the biggest pain in the world. It was avelus, because we lost our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us, the clarity that we never ever had again. But on the other hand, it required the Talmud to all of a sudden step up. You know, you ever been to Levaya? It's very common. If you have a great Rosh Hashiva who passes away, they very often will announce that the son, or whoever it might be, has now become the Rosh Hashiva in his stead. It's a bittersweet moment. On the one hand, he's not thinking about being Rosh Hashiva. He's an avelus for his father. On the other hand, he's now been given the mantle, he's been given the responsibility of shouldering the burden, whatever that means, in terms of everything to do with the yeshiva. It requires him to step up. He's had an aliyah. So do you say mazel tov? Or do you wish him a mokim yenachem? The answer is both. It is both. It's certainly avelus. But on the other hand, he just got an aliyah that he himself now has to actually step up. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu died. Haman looks at this month, he says, well, the Rebbe's gone, you're finished. Klal Yisrael are finished. If Moshe Rabbeinu's not there, who are you without Moshe Rabbeinu? Clearly you're nowhere near what you should be. He's right. On the other hand, he didn't realize, it's also the month that he was born in. There's a later as well. And just like Moshe Rabbeinu, he's being born into a new darga up there, but how does that help us down here? Why does that make it good for us down here? So he's flying out in Shemayim, but what does it got to do with us? It means there's been a birth of a new stage. Also, Kedaya Leda Chapela Misal. The Leda of a new stage, the birth of a new stage for Klal Yisrael, is Kedai to be Mechapa on the Misa of Moshe. Meaning to say, yes, we've lost Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's bad. But on the other hand, there's been a birth of Ki'ilu Asnil Ben Kanaz, who's Chayzeh Bepipoloi, and the rest of Klal Yisrael that now have to step up. Over to us simple guys. basically, which is really the message of Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Hashanei Pach, it's a dark month. Haman wasn't stupid. Lo yada lishna bisha kahaman. He was a genius. Everybody always thinks that Rishaim are crazy people. Rishaim are usually extremely bright people. They're very, very sharp. They're just wicked. They use their understanding. They're not crazy in terms of losing their mind. They're just Rishaim with what they did with their mind. Hitler Yimach Shemoi said it as it is. The Jewish people are the conscience of the soul, and we have to rid the world of the conscience that they are. He was 100% right. I'll never forget, Moshe used to always say a story of when the Meir Yeshiva were in Shanghai. And one of the Bokhrim was walking the streets. And he heard on the radio, Hitler Yimach Shemoi screaming, like he used to do. He used to scream in his talks. He was screaming about these wicked Jewish people, that we have to rid the world of these people who inflict the world with their ideology and their conscience to the mind. And this Bokha, he was so shaken up by hearing this. He ran to Reb Chatzkel Levenstein, who was the Mashkiach there. He said, what on earth have I or any of us got to do with him? He's screaming, we've got to rid the world of these people that are inflicting conscience on the world. We're here in our own little corner. What have we ever done to him? What's he talking about? And Reb Chatzkel turned to him and says, you shouldn't just know, he's saying 100% the MS. Of course, when a Yid sits in his corner, could be one Yid sitting in the corner with his Gemara, he's saying to the world that there is a God, and you have to live up to the responsibility of the world. The world's not Hefka, you can't do what you like. And even if that Yid is on his own in the corner, he's saying that to the whole world. He says, that Rasha, he knows the truth. He's just a Rasha. He wants to then rid the world of that. So don't make the mistake. And he said, this Bocha said it made a tremendous impression on him. Chatzkel said, he's right. He's just a Rasha. He wants to rid the world of that. So Rishayim or Rishayim. And Haman knew, lest Yada Lishna Bishaka Haman. He knew exactly what the Jewish people were about. His mistake was he thought, okay, he thought it was a bad month. Yes, he was right. Adar is a bad month. It should be. We're the furthest away from Nisan. Remember, Nisan was almost a year ago, right? Nisan, the great miracles of Pesach. Since then, we've been moving further and further away. Now we're at the darkest place of the year. In other words, we're the furthest away from that. We're detached, so to speak, from those miracles. It's a dark month, he was right. Although what he didn't realize is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, Ki'ilu, pulls back, he hides those miracles. When Moshe Rabbeinu leaves this world, it looks terrible and it is terrible, but at the same time, it's an opportunity for us, the Talmud, to step up. The Lashon of Chazal is, Shag B'tiyah Ramayah Hani, what's the point of having a candle in the daytime? It's not relevant. You've got beautiful sunshine, sometimes, Hashem today, right? You've got beautiful sunshine. The candle's not doing anything. It's irrelevant. Oh, but when it turns dark, now the candle is really needed. When Moshe Rabbeinu is around, he's like the Pnei Achama. Pnei Moshe, Pnei Achama. Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Levana. When Moshe Rabbeinu is around, Yeshua is not needed. He's a Masharis. Oh, but when Moshe Rabbeinu passes away, then Yeshua has to step up. And the rest of Klal Yisrael have to step up. Then the candle does become something of significance. We're the candle. So in the Chodesh Nisan, everything's fantastic and glorified, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself to the world with the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And as we move away, we suffer the pain of actually no longer feeling that. And if it's a Chodesh that seems to be a bad Chodesh, Abba Asher Ne'epach, he didn't realize the Yesoid that when Moshe Rabbeinu leaves the world, yes, it's dark, but now's the time to now light our own candles. Now's the time for Klal Yisrael to step up. Which is exactly what happened. We realize it's a Chodesh Asher Ne'epach. We can turn this around. It might be dark outside, but let everybody light their candle. Klal Yisrael, Leich Knoises Kol Yehudim. It wasn't, it was one person that saved the day. Yes, there was a Mordechai and there was an Esther, but it needed all of Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. If Mordechai and Esther would have just fasted and davened, it wouldn't have saved the day. It needed Leich Knoises Kol Yehudim. Klal Yisrael, as Klal Yisrael, we can also achieve. And therefore, this is the yisoid of a chodesh shenepach, where the month, where it's the darkest month in the year, as it were. But in the darkest month, it gives us the opportunity to light our candles and light up the month. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu, his patira, teaches us. Zayin Adar, is it a good day or a bad day? It has elements of both. There's an element here to fast. We're not fasting for him. He doesn't need our fasts. He's fine. We're fasting because we understand, number one, the pain of what it means to not have a Moshe Rabbeinu, but not a pain in terms of, okay, I give up, but a pain that we're missing the Rebbe, and halavai I could step up to somewhere, just even to the ankles of what he was. That's what we're trying to do. You know, they just came out now, just we'll conclude with this, just came out now, it's not an advertising pitch, but with the new art school book from Chaim Kanievsky, right? Which I'm sure will go like hotcakes. I've already bought my copy and halfway gobbled it up. You know, and you get the sense of whenever you have somebody who is bigger than the generation that passes away, we're orphaned without G'dayli Yisrael of that stature. You know, who are we? What are we? It's true. But at the same time, it gives us the opportunity, when a person is nifta from this world and we don't have that anymore, there's koiches HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows Klal Yisrael to now fill in that they perhaps wouldn't have before. In other words, Hashem says, these koiches are up for grabs. You know, there's a possibility, now over to you. He realizes that we're nothing compared to these people. But each person now becomes more significant. Kol Zman is a ke'ilu, a Moshe Rabbeinu, as it were. So then he's like doing all the schlepping. But when he's not around, we need to do more schlepping. That's hard, but the advantage is we can do more schlepping. It means that we're able to do more. Our candle has more significance. And therefore, that's Kedah Leida L'chapa El Amiso. Zayin Adar is a sad day because Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. It's not sad for him. He was born into a new level. And what about us? The fasting is there only to realize that what we've lost is only so that we can then try and aspire to do something to fill the gap. Of course, we'll never be a Moshe Rabbeinu. That's obvious, but we're not saying that. We got to be the best we can. And now we have more power because we live in a world post Petiras Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the Yesod of Purim, which was Chodesh Adar. Haman thought it was all over. And we say, Klal Yisrael is never all over. We might have lost that Darga, but Adarabah, that's what gives us even more Kayach. Leich Kenosis Kol Yehudim, everybody here should be mamish, should feel an aliyah from Zayin Adar. That Moshe Rabbeinu is ke'ilu cheering us on and saying, Rabbeisai, step up and take a chelek of what I was giving to the world. And when we do that, in the Mitzvah Hashem, we'll experience the Yeshua of Purim, and we'll experience once again, like Hudim HaYisayir, of Simcha, of Sosa, and Vikar, came to Elonu, Amen. Amen.